the wind.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wind Women of Wisdom, everyone. I do have a guest with me today, Michelle, and she is a transformative healer / coach, and we're going to talk about all that good stuff. And I need to apologize to Michelle that I was late. I'm sorry, it's technology. Technology is having a field day with me for the past couple of days. So I'm on time, but it's technology that doesn't want to work with me. Anyway, we're going to have a load of fun, and so let me bring on Michelle.
Hello there. It's okay. I'm glad to be with you and to share.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. When Facebook goes off and it's a guest, you know it's a bad sign. You know it's a bad sign. You know it's a bad sign. And so my first question to you is, why did you start your company?
Oh, I love that question. Yeah, you know, I believe that our past career paths and jobs often prepare us to go into our own business or to find our purpose. And that was my case. You know, back in the day when I was in college, I didn't really know what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I took an internship at the Career Center at the time and figured if I helped other people figure that out, it would help me. And so that was kind of my entrance into life purpose coaching and the work that I do now. And that was over 20 years ago. So I was fortunate that I didn't have a big bridge to cross from education and that field into coaching. So that's how it kind of worked for me. And I guess I've always just, even as a young girl, pondered the bigger questions in life, like who am I and why am I here and how is all this thing called reality really working? And so I've just discovered the field of coaching and healing, and I just love helping other people who are going through that process as well. And a lot of times people are just in that place of just wanting a change, and then that's when they find me.
And I have noticed you have written a book. Could you explain to my listeners what the book is?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking. I've actually written a few books. If you were to go to Amazon, my page, I have a few books. They're all in the personal transformation realm. But probably the book that I'm most known for is the book based on the Destiny Discovery process, which is called The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. And it's all about helping people who are going through their awakening to purpose. You know, again, they've outgrown a path and they want to do something new, like start a radio show or become a coach or healer or something like that. And it walks them through the process pretty much step by step. I found that there's 6 stages that we go through when we're embarking on this journey to destiny. And I do my best to outline for people what to expect during those stages and how to move through them very quickly and efficiently so that you can accelerate your process and experience the fulfillment and the fun that we all want to, you know, during our journey. So that's my main book.
And I've noticed, by the way, I love your website title, BlockYourDestiny.biz. And I need you to explain to my listeners why you coined that title, because I was also looking at the bottom of your email. Maybe it was someone else's email, and I think it said Block Your Destiny. Maybe it was yours. I can't remember. But I need you to explain to my listeners why you coined that awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Rock Your Destiny is so interesting. About 3 or 4 years ago, I guess I rebranded, and I, you know, just like all my names and for book titles and anything, it's really kind of like an inspiration, you know, so it got given to me. And for me, it means to emotionally move and dance and rock people. Because, you know, when you're at a rock concert, like you feel great, you feel engaged, you're alive. And so when we're rocking our destiny, we actually are feeling really alive. We're feeling really turned on and in the groove, if you will, and like in our flow. And it's enjoyable, it's exciting, and, you know, we feel like we're accomplishing something as well. So there is that accomplishment piece that comes to it. But also, the most important part is, are you having fun? And are you enjoying your process? Because, see, I think that's the difference between a regular job and even a career. A lot of people don't really enjoy it or love it. They just do it because that's what they know. But when you're doing your purpose, you better love it because, you know, it's yours, and it doesn't come with a rule book, and you certainly don't have to do it, right? So you better love it if you're gonna live your purpose. You better really love it. That's what it's about.
And so your purpose is living your life to the fullest and living your destiny and helping people live their lives to the fullest. And now I'm going to ask you about your books. First of all, are they self-published, traditional published books?
Yeah, no, I absolutely, before it was popular to self-publish, my first book came out in 99. Oh my gosh. And I went through the traditional, you know, trying to get a publisher and all that. And I ended up like just deciding to self-publish. And then once I saw that that would work just really well, I pretty much did that on my own. So yeah, I have my own publishing company, and you know, I love the new world because anyone can be a creator. Anyone can put an album out. Anyone can write a book. Anyone can be an artist. We don't have to wait for someone to give us permission or who's an outer authority to tell us that something is worthy. Now, of course, we have to determine and choose that for ourselves. And a lot of folks, that's the emotional and mental blocks that we need to work through to be able to do that kind of thing. And that's, of course, a lot of the work that I do with my clients is like helping them find the confidence in themselves to be able to, you know, put a book of poetry together or, you know, create something. And the thing is I think a lot of folks just need to realize that even just creating it is an act of destiny. The trouble comes in when you think, well, I didn't sell that many books, or you put a bunch of expectations on it. Well, then it takes the creation part away. But anyways, that's a whole other topic. But I do love helping people that are creative, who don't know they're creative, find ways to put their feelings and emotions and experiences out there in some sort of message.
And I agree with you. I'm actually looking something up on my book because I also published my own. For self-publishing was popular because I am so not into waiting. I want things done now, and I want things done right, and I'm still not into waiting, and I'm just looking at the release date, which I do not see. Jesus, I do not see where my release date is. But on my own personal journey, was dealing with a physical disability. And this journey of self-publishing has been credible for me. I don't know about you, but what do you say to the woman and the man and the child who are listening to my podcast right now and say, I want to write a book, I want to write a book, I want to write a book?
Mm-hmm.
And because you did before self-publishing got so popular, what would you say to them that they need to listen to before they do National Novel Writing Month, which is only a couple of days away?
Yeah, well, I love the Vincent van Gogh quote, first of all. And he says, you know, if you hear a voice inside you saying that you're not a painter, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced. So first we have to recognize if we have a call to write, paint, or create, then just do it. Just do it, you know? I mean, start writing. That's the key. And then the second thing is to check your ego and make sure you don't want to write a book because you think it's going to give you something. Or I don't think everybody's purpose is to write necessarily. I think it's certainly a choice, and it certainly for many people it is the right thing. But I also think that you have to be careful and check your true intentions for wanting to do anything. And if it's a pure intention and it's coming from inspiration and it's truly coming from your heart and soul, then absolutely follow through with it. If it's like that you feel like you have a message and you want to tell a story, then let's just make sure there's not an easier way to do it than writing a book, because it's not the easiest thing in the world.
No.
So those are my two pieces of advice. You know, silence your inner critic and then check in with your heart and soul. Make sure it's a true soul desire, not just something that you think would be really cool. Or what will happen is you'll be like, you won't do it or you won't be successful at it, and then you'll have a reason to beat yourself up. When, in fact, if it's a story that you have to tell, there's a lot easier ways to do that. You could, you know, record, you could have somebody interview you and record yourself and put it on an audio, or you could, you know, get in front of a video camera and tell your story. You don't have to make it a major project to get something out of your system that needs to be gotten out. But really, I'm not trying to dissuade anybody, but I'm trying to make people realize that there's a lot easier ways to communicate messages than just writing a book, just because I know that it takes a lot of time. And if it's truly something you want to do, then there's definitely ways to do it. And my advice would be to get with somebody like myself or yourself who has gone through the process, interview them, get advice, and make it easier on yourself and try to shorten the learning curve, because there's a lot of different pieces to it. You know, just writing the book is only one little piece to a whole process that needs to come after.
Yeah. So what we are saying is you don't necessarily have to sit down and write a book. You can do it on audio tape, or you could do it on your iPhone with, I know there's audio tape apps on the iPhone, and I know that, or you could have someone interview you, and I'm not talking about a big time author here, I'm talking about a friend because we want people to get their stories out, and that's Michelle and I are actually talking about is getting on that change to make yourself feel good.
Yeah, because there's transformation by talking about your story. You may not see, like, when people think about writing a book, they think, oh, I got to sell books and there's all these expectations.
Yeah.
But maybe really their soul is just like, I really want to, because you go through transformation when you communicate your message and you tell your story. And that's what I'm interested in. That's the part that I want. That's the most important part about writing a book or writing anything or creating anything, is that the transformation that you receive from doing it. It's not because you want to be famous, you know, because you want to feel important, or some of the ego reasons that I think initially brings people into wanting those things. But if you look underneath it, there's a deeper soul longing, and that's where the treasure, that's where it lies. So there's a lot of different ways to do that. And, you know, I'd love to help anybody figure that out. You know, what's the easiest way to have that transformation and to get your message brought forward?
Well,
that's what I'm all about.
So that people who are listening want to work with you and want you to help them figure it out, or I could help them figure it out too. Because we are so into self-publishing, and someone asked me, and I'm going to ask you, the same question. Would you ever take a traditional publishing deal?
Would I ever?
If given the opportunity.
I would consider it, of course. You know, I would consider it. I wouldn't say no, but I couldn't say 100% yes. It's not something that I, like, strive for. But if one came my way, I would certainly look at it, you know. I do think that anybody who has aspirations to be a famous author needs to know a couple of things. And one is that you need to have, you know, you need to have more than one book in you, number one. You need to have a
yes.
message that's multiple. And then you also
yes.
have to have a platform. You have to have a platform. Are people already listening to you? And, you know, do they interest or do you have followers? You know, have you built up a team of people or people that are interested in what you have to say? Because any publisher is going to look at that first nowadays, especially with social media. They expect you to have a following. So, I mean, hey, if Marianne Williamson's publicist came to me, I'd be like, hey, I'll consider that, you know, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, nor am I. If they if it came to me, I would definitely consider it. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, because I'm happy self-publishing books and I'm happy doing what I'm doing, and I'm just happy self-publishing books. I think that Amazon should get a little bit better with putting books in bookstores, but that's my only right. And so how did you come to the conclusion when you wrote your first book that this book needs to be out there and this book needs to be told?
Yeah, well, the Destiny Discovery, I felt really, really has the kind of message that, you know, people that have read it typically say that they read it 3 or 4 times because it's very layered. There's a lot of, there's a lot to it. And, you know, it's one of the things that I do believe. And I think when you're a nonfiction writer and you can explain your process, you know, this is the process that I work with my clients on. You know, when you can put that in a book form, there's some legitimacy to that because it's been a practice. It's been tried and true. You know, you've used this, you know, for me, 6 stages of this process. And you're just helping people simplify a very complex idea, like how do I find my purpose in life or what's my destiny? That's a pretty big concept. So if somebody can simplify it for you and say, hey, here's the roadmap and here's the shortcuts, that's why I really wanted to put it into book format because it would give people so much insight that would save them so much time trying to figure it out on their own. That's when it's a good book. And you know it's a good book, too, when you can feel the energy, you can feel the heart and soul of the person who created it. You can definitely feel that in different books. So I always say create from your heart, and you'll always create something worthy.
I agree with Michelle on that one. Create from your heart. Don't necessarily listen to your critics unless your critics have something good to say. And don't take criticism all bad. It may be good, it may be criticism, but we still don't like the one dolby view, and I'm going to get into that with Michelle. I'm going to ask her, have you ever got the fake review?
A fake review?
Or the one star review. I don't care if it's fake. I care if it's one star. Have you ever got that on any of your books?
I think there was one person who didn't like one of my audio books. I didn't read, I don't think it was a written thing, but it was like a low star or whatever. But, you know, and here's the path of a creator. You can't take accolades too personally, and you can't take criticisms. You have to stay in the middle and just create from your heart, stay in your center. It's nice to receive good reviews, don't get me wrong. I like those. I haven't gotten one that was really, really negative, so I don't know what that's like. But whatever happens, you know, put your best out, and that's all you can do. You know, that's life. It's like we put our best out, not everyone's going to like it. So try to stay in your center and don't take anything too high or too low when it comes to feedback.
Well, that's perfect advice, and that's what I need for NaNoWriMo, and I'm sure all my listeners need that advice. Stay with your heart and do what your heart is telling you. And my question is, what has been your favorite book you have done, and what has been your favorite experience you have gotten based off these books?
What, can you ask me that one more time, Wynn?
What has been your favorite book you have written, or what has been your favorite experience you have gotten because you have written the book?
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. My favorite. I've liked them all, of course, because they're all my babies. I would have to, you know, my main book is, because I work with it in my coaching practice, it's my best book. It's my best work. You know, it's like, it's the book that I want everybody to read. Like, there's other ones that I've written that I'm like, you know, I don't, it's good, but it's as wonderful as this book. So my Destiny Discovery book is my main book because it's so helpful. And, you know, from that, you know, again, nonfiction, you can build a business and a practice around it. You know, as a coach, as the Rock Your Destiny coach, then my process is that book. And whenever I get a new client, I give them that book and say, hey, read this while we're doing our work together, because it's going to accelerate our work, right? So they're getting all of my expertise and knowledge ahead of time, and that makes our coaching go that much faster. So I would say that that's one of the greatest gifts of for me, is being able to apply it directly to what I do day to day. And then, of course, you know, on the upper scale, if and when I ever do get fortunate enough to get interviewed, you know, I've got a best-selling book on the radar that does hold water in the media and so on and so forth.
You do? That book,
yeah,
best-selling?
It did go to a bestseller, yeah. You know, it did actually was up against some really tight competition, but at the time when it got released, it did hit bestseller. I think A New Earth, Eckhart Tolle was there, and The Four Agreements. So it was pretty tight competition. And then I also did, this past summer, I did a compilation book on women's wisdom for midlife. When did that happen? But yeah, women's midlife wisdom. And, you know, that was a compilation book, and that worked really well. We got multiple categories in that book,
and
because so many people...
Who compilated?
Yeah, it was...
You don't mind me asking.
Yeah, inspired women, inspired living. They do books, and so what's nice about that is you got 20 different authors promoting, you know, and that's a lot of promotion. So that's great, and we hit multiple categories on that. And I just had to do a chapter, so you know, and that was great too, because you know, even with that chapter, it was a part of my journey. You know, it's when we write and we put something out there, that's, again, like I said before, that's where we transform. It's sort of like, that's the magic, is when we put something out there for others to read and share. And that book is great because it's women's stories of transformation, right? So who can't relate with a father dying, or, you know, a divorce or things like that, that we all go through. And when you read what happens for other women, you really can learn and grow from their stories.
Exactly. When you learn and grow from other women, you can really, really get in touch with their stories. I don't know if it touches the right word, but you can really relate to their stories. I've been in two compilations myself, And that happened to be one out of Alabama and one out of Seattle, Washington. And Seattle, Washington, we picked the ball up and ran with it. And the one out of Alabama, not so much. But I did the same thing you did. I wrote a book before anthologies came even on the scene. I wrote my own book before even writing a chapter. And I think that helped me. Do you think that helped you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I always tend to get ideas before things. And so, yeah, I mean, I had a compilation book that came out in 2000, you know, again, these things. And that's one of the books that, like, if I go and speak, I tend to give those out. It's a book on success and happiness. So, again, if you're a nonfiction or speaker like I am and you do public talks, it's great to be able to give gifts, you know. It's like, here's, you know, I got two cases. I'm going to, you know, hand out a book and people are going to get value from it. And it's just a win-win, you know. It's just a real win-win. But I do love, I will say, while we're on the topic of books, that I love the fact that I put five of the eight into audios. And I love that. Because a lot of people like to listen to books. And so my Destiny Discovery book, which is, you know, I guess it's about an 8-hour listen. But, yeah, it's like you can just listen to the book. And what a great way to take in the information.
How did you do that?
I did it with a home, you know, home recording studio. I recorded it with my own voice. Some people hire people out, but I wanted it in my own voice, my own energy. And so I just recorded the chapters and then I found a system, and then I uploaded them, and so now they're in audio. In fact, if you go to Amazon.com and my webpage, my author page is Bright Michelle, you can order the book either in Kindle or you can order it in audio. So it's really great.
So you don't have a paperback version of your book?
I do have paperback versions of the Destiny Discovery in my main books, but some of my shorter titles, like Law of Attraction for a Magical Life and Embraced by the Light, those are only Kindles and audios. But I have some paperback copies of my other longer books.
Okay. Because I'm going to, and I was going to ask you, do you find you sell more on Kindle than you do paperback?
Actually, I kind of do. I really do, which is interesting.
Yeah. People seem to like audiobooks. They seem to like podcasts. They seem to not so much like paperback. I mean, people can't sit down and listen.
Things are changing. Things are definitely changing.
Yes, yeah. And so people can't sit down and listen to people can listen to audiobooks. They just can't sit down and read the actual book. I mean, when I hand people my books in paperback, it's like, what am I supposed to do with this? So that I gave it up. And then I'm thinking about putting my next book only on Kindle, people. Only on Kindle, because only on iBooks, because it's easier that way. But I don't know. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks if I'm given to Amazon again and publish it via CreateSpace or not. But we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens after the National Novel Writing Month. So, have you decided to write a book for kids yet, or no? Are you sticking with
No, I haven't been called in the children direction. Nope, I have not. Only adults. I work with kids.
Have you ever considered that?
No, I haven't. Nope. I have a book on poetry. I do have a book on poetry. So I don't write a lot of poetry, but I had enough for a collection, so I have that. And I think I'll be writing more books definitely in the future. There's no doubt. Like, I actually want to write a compilation. I want to write a book with my, well, a spiritual friend that we've done work together over the past couple years and just our journey together of growing. And I want to really write about having that kind of friendship. So she and I have talked about writing that together. And I think that will happen. I just don't have a timeline for when it will happen. But I do think there's a lot of power in spiritual partnership and conversing and talking with somebody and having that regular contact as you're growing through life. And it's been a real gift for both of us. And so something about a book about soulmated friends is in the works.
Wow. That sounds like a very interesting topic, and I wish you the best of luck with that book. And I'm happy to have you on my show today. And where can people find your book/find you?
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. And yes, so everybody, I'm Bright Michelle out on social media. So if you go to brightmichelle.com, or if you go twitter.com, Bright Michelle, or Facebook, that's where you can find me. Say hello. Say that you heard me on the show. And I do have an Amazon page as well. But if you go to brightmichelle.com and get on my email list, that's a great way to stay connected. And there's a list of my books there as well. And, yeah, and if you ever need coaching around purpose or creativity, then I'm also a great resource for that as well.
Well, it sounds like you're a woman of many hats. And I appreciate you being on time and me being late. And I appreciate the wisdom that you have shared today on Women of Wisdom.
Well, thank you for doing this radio show. I know it's impacting many, many, many hundreds, thousands of people. And I honor you for what it takes to keep a show like this going. So thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you guys, I am, again, so sorry. I need to get organized. I need to get my technology organized. Not me, but I need to get my technology organized. But in the next couple of weeks, we have some very interesting things coming up with me. And I just enjoy doing Women of Wisdom. And I enjoy interacting with you. And so please share my podcast on iTunes, or share it via Blog Talk, or share it via Facebook, to go listen and go find more out about me. It's Wynn Charles, WynnCharles.wix.com. And I'll just Google my name, and you would find more about me. And I appreciate all the support for Women of Wisdom. You guys.